The Goshen Town Board in Orange County has approved zoning changes necessary to move a proposed Legoland theme park forward. Thursday night's approvals came following a packed and heated public hearing that lasted nearly 3 hours. Legoland New York's head of community and project relations, Phil Royal, says town board approval is the last major hurdle for the $500 million project in Goshen.
We're absolutely thrilled to be moving forward tonight with a fantastic voting from the town board. There are still a few more processes to complete as we move along, but this is a highly significant move for us.
Town Councilman Kenneth Newbold was the only no vote on the zoning changes, including one that changes a ban on amusement parks. He takes issue with the process and timing.
How in the world do you pass a law if you've accepted the project? It's generally the opposite way in my world. You have a law, and then do I fit in or I don't fit in? No, we accept an application that we know as presently, before these last laws were passed, they were illegal, weren't even allowed. We shouldn't even discuss them. In all the years I've been here, I've never seen a project done this way. It was done backwards.
Newbold says his job is to keep the town united, not divided. Legoland opponents said the same, and they criticized wording on the agenda that said discuss and approve resolutions. Goshen Town Supervisor Doug Bloomfield responds.
Well, I think all the board members have been working on this for a year and a half, and they've drawn their conclusions. The purpose tonight was to approve it, not to disapprove it. So we put in to discuss and approve.
He says Goshen needs Legoland and its attendant economic benefits for its residents to afford to live in the area. Bloomfield asks that both sides welcome Legoland into their community.
You want to be liked in the community you go to. And I hear the hatred and the, just, I mean, just the, even the comments I finally tonight had to leash out then. See, I've got to defend myself. I can't let you talk to me that way with total disrespect.
Paul Compitus lives very close to the proposed site. He says Legoland will swallow Goshen.
And I honestly thought that it wouldn't get to this point because legally they're not entitled to the land. And the fact that the town would put it upon themselves to bend the rules or change them, I just find it outrageous.
Compitus believes home values will drop and the area will become gridlocked despite proposed traffic improvements.
My road is going to be basically going to become a Google roadmap shortcut.
Too much traffic and too little water have been the central contentions with the project. Opponents have wanted the proposal put to a referendum. Goshen resident John Stein opposes Legoland.
We don't have an abundance of water, which was proven when the stables at the racetrack burned down and some firemen said there's not enough water pressure. What happens if Legoland catches on fire and other houses go? Where's the water pressure coming from?
He refers to the August 23rd barn fire at Goshen Historic Track, the oldest active harness racing track in the world. The horses were rescued. Union members and other supporters were out in force, waving such signs as Legoland, yes. Sam Fratto is business manager of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Local 353.
I've been doing my job for like 30 years right now. This is probably the cleanest and best project I've ever run into. It's three-year-old kids playing with plastic blocks. This is about 400 acres of property or 350 acres of property, and they're building it right in the middle like a pupil of an eyeball. So I don't understand why this is such a terrible thing. It seems like some people feel it's an acid factory or something. But it's a good project.
The proposal calls for Legoland to be constructed on 150 acres of a 522-acre site. Royal says if all is approved, Legoland would be on track to open late summer 2019. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn in Goshen.